In the first reading today, the people of God are asking the Lord why it is that he's not paying attention to them. We fast and you're not noticing. We do all these things and you're not answering our prayers. So we need to make some distinctions as we begin this time of Lent, because perhaps you are trying to work on fasting, or maybe you're giving something up that is an attachment in your life. So first of all, something like that is very pleasing to God. And so if you look at it and say, well, maybe God doesn't want me to be fasting, then it's like, no, that's not the point. The point that God is making is, in your fasting, we need to make sure that we're maintaining our charity. So that, you know, for instance, if the people in Israel, if they were hungry, well, you know what happens when we start getting hungry? We start getting impatient and frustrated and so on. And that's what the Lord is saying. You're striking with your fist and you're arguing and debating and complaining. That's not the kind of fasting God wants. The fasting is supposed to help us grow in virtue, not to lose virtue. But also, we recognize that part of what the problem is in that first reading is that the people thought, as long as we do some fasting, then God is going to do what we want. Well, first of all, we can't manipulate God. Secondly, we can look at it and say, okay, I've got this whole list of mortal sins, but I'm fasting, so God will do whatever it is that I want him to do. Good luck. God is saying, get rid of the sins. The fasting is good, but what good is your fasting if you're giving yourself over to sin? Now, if you're fasting in order to try to stop sinning, so in other words, you look at it and you say, I've got this problem, this sin, whatever it is, and yes, I need to try to get rid of that, but I'm also going to fast in order to gain more strength to be able to fight against this thing. Yes, God is going to hear your prayer and answer it. But if you're looking at it and saying, it's okay if I keep doing these things that are mortal sins, but I'll just fast because then I can tell God what I want and he'll give it to me. It's not going to work. We have to do the right thing for the right reason. And above all, it's about growing in virtue. That's what the Lord is looking for from us. And that's what this holy season is really all about. It's growth in virtue, growth in holiness. So it's really looking at the areas in our lives that need work, where we have to get rid of the vices and grow in virtue. That's what he's looking at. And if that's what we're trying to do, that is a kind of fasting that is completely acceptable to God. And that is something that he will bless you with and bless you for. So that's what we want to look at, fast from sin. So if you're like me and food is a problem, yeah, fasting is a real challenge and it'd be really good for you. But if that's not what your problem is, then fast from your sin. Look at the areas of sin in your life. That's why I said the other day, who cares about M&Ms or pop or potato chips? If you're looking at pornography, or if you're giving yourself over to the internet, or you're doing disgusting things, get rid of that garbage. Who cares about the M&Ms if that's the case? That's the point. Let's look at what the sins are in our lives and let's work at getting rid of them. And so yes, fasting can provide a lot of power. Fasting and prayer together bring about the power to do the good. And so if you're going to fast in order to say, I've got this sin and I really want to get rid of it, all right, fight against it, fast to be able to get the strength to fight even harder, perfect. That is something that God will bless abundantly. But if you're going to try and fast to manipulate God, it isn't going to work. So let's keep our focus where it belongs, working on getting rid of our sins, and in the midst of that, and when we're not feeling so good because we're denying ourselves, that again is where we now have to rise in virtue. Act with patience, act with charity, act with kindness. That's not what might come naturally to us when we're hungry or when we're not feeling so well. That, again, is the kind of virtue God's looking for. So that's exactly the point he's making in the first reading. If you're fasting and then you're arguing and you're fighting and you're getting into all these problems, the fasting is not pleasing to God, because all it's doing is leading to sin. The fasting needs to lead to virtue. So that's what we have to be about. Let's look at the virtue that we need. Let's look at how we can achieve that virtue, what can help us along those lines, and then start to truly live according to the virtue that we're trying to obtain.